Well, they've turned the mics back on again, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, the leader in entrepreneurial stories on the net, on the web, excuse me. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome back. And our next guest is Eric Lee, founder Eric Lee Advisory LLC. Well, that doesn't tell us a lot, Eric, so you're going to have to tell us what that means exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, thanks a lot, Jeffrey, for having me today.
My pleasure. So
essentially, Eric Lee Advisory was... you know, I kind of rolled out of this because I've been working in a family business for probably about the past 15 years or so. And just started back in 2002. We built a factory out in China from scratch. Mm-hmm. And built it up to about 20 million revenues, 1,100 people. We were shipping about 1.2 million units a year. So
for what types of products?
We were doing products like coffee urns, ovens, selling to major brands here like Cuisinart and
right.
West Bend, so forth.
Okay.
So it was a family business. So I've kind of the situation in China has gotten, you know, we started to see the writing on the wall a couple of years ago about how bad it was going to get. So luckily, about 2018, we kind of exited the business.
And I apologize. So if you're talking about Hong Kong part of China.
Actually, it's near Hong Kong. It's okay. right across the border in China.
So it's part of the communist China, the original communist China.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure I'm following your story
okay,
accurately.
No. Yeah, it's on the other side of the, in the actual communist part of China,
okay,
but
good.
Right near Hong Kong.
Right.
So you can see how the situation's changed over there. We kind of saw it, we could feel the support was just kind of drying up over there, and that's ultimately ended up in this kind of unfortunate situation.
Right.
So yeah, we we essentially wound up the business about a year and a half ago, and then since that time, because I've been doing startups for quite a while, you know, it goes all the way back to my Silicon Valley days, and just decided, you know, just there's a lot of useful information, a lot of useful experiences that from doing the own business and also just startups that to share with different entrepreneurs out there, and that's kind of why I founded Eric Lee Advisory, was just to sort of help these, you know, as a resource for entrepreneurs to help them get their businesses off the ground.
Mostly with China?
No, not just purely with China.
Because, you know, I have some clients that are looking to do manufacturing in China. So.
Okay. That I can help a lot with.
Right.
There's a lot of pitfalls there.
Right.
So I do have like one client that's sort of, that actually I'm sort of advising them on that side. Wasn't originally my intention to get into that, but yeah, if there's ever a need for that, very happy to.
But you're basically showing them the steps towards bringing concept into reality.
Right, right.
And it doesn't really make a difference where they're making the product, but is it usually a product that's being made?
Usually, I mean, you know, we weren't doing anything unusual. We're doing essentially consumer type products over there, but it's a real, you know, the cultural differences in terms of how people think versus here is very different. I went through the same shock.
It's another world.
Well, completely different world. You know, I went through the same shock. I grew up in the U.S. here, and you know, going over there, it took me probably about 10 years to really understand really how people were, how the culture, how they were thinking. And once you do that, that's really the key. So that's, you know, that part, if they need help on that, I definitely want to sort of shortcut them to that because I spent 10 years trying to find my way, figuring things out over there.
Right, I'm sure. I was just with a Chinese client of mine last night, and it's they're manufacturing in China. It's a different world.
Yeah, it is.
and he knows the ins and outs because he's Chinese.
Yep.
And he was born there, so it's not something my American-born clients have been as good at.
Right.
They've had more problems.
Well, he's got a real leg up because he was born there. So
right.
You know, it's something you, from the American side, you just don't realize how different the thinking is. And but understanding it's key to being able to operate there.
Right. Being born there, I think, makes a difference for negotiating and working with people, tax credits.
Yep. Everything.
Everything.
Yep.
And it is a changing business economy.
Yes.
Between China and the United States.
Yes.
And it's going to continue to change. No one's going to stop that.
Yep. It's totally changed now. We were kind of, in hindsight, kind of lucky to have made that decision about a year and a half ago because it really has changed.
So where do you think the, you know, it's only because a lot of people I do know do business with China.
Mm.
What do you think it's going to look like in the next 5-10 years doing business with China? Can you think ahead? I'm sure you have opinions.
That's a good question, actually. Quite honestly, I think this situation, how I got into anything with this scale that happens, it's not going to change in the next 5-10 years, really. I mean, I think, you may have some limited agreements that come out of it, the tariff agreements, but ultimately, I don't think the overall direction is going to change for a while. And, the other thing is you may notice that on the China side, there's a lot of flexing of their muscles going on, economic muscles and so forth. And I think that's just really, a fundamental part of their leadership's thinking. So it's not going to change anytime soon.
So in terms of your consulting, do you get involved with some financial help too, in terms of building, helping people set up their finances, or do you don't get into that?
Not so much helping them in terms of raising, but it's more, if they have need for help on how to do it, I can do that, because I ran everything from finance, marketing, manufacturing, the whole thing. So I know exactly what to do on that side.
Did your whole family move here?
Actually, my parents came over back in the 50s. So they've been here for 50 years. And, because of that, I was actually born here in the U.S.
Right.
Yep.
Makes a difference. I assume. So when you were a child, did you naturally speak Chinese at home or English?
Yeah, that's a good question too. Actually, I did not.
Did not what?
Did not speak Chinese.
Okay.
Believe it or not. I think, when we first moved here, when my parents first moved here, the environment was different. And so they wanted me to speak English. So we basically spoke English at home. And that was...
intentional, I'm sure.
Intentional, definitely. Yeah.
So what are some of the biggest problems you find with entrepreneurs that you meet, that they need to get over, their obstacles?
Okay. I think for me, what I've been sort of concentrating on now is just really helping entrepreneurs, because I started helping out people who were sort of farther along the line in the startup world. They had already got the business, had the business, they raised money, they already had the product. Things just sort of weren't... A lot of times they were running into where they were getting a very lukewarm response from the market. And so you spend a couple $1 million, find out later that it's not really working so well. They're not seeing the hockey stick. So I started working with entrepreneurs more from earlier on, just kind of helping them get their fundamental ideas sort of straight. And that's really where my sweet spot's become. It's just helping them, focus on getting that idea right in the first time so that the market itself will be responsive to it, so they don't end up wasting a lot of money, a lot of time.
Right.
Yep.
Good. We've been speaking with Eric Lee, founder of Eric Lee Advisory Services. Eric, if someone is looking for you and needs your help in terms of building the business, how would they find you?
Okay. Well, that's what they would do. The best way would be Eric Lee, or email me at eric@ericleeadvisory.com. And also, L-I, yes.
Okay.
And I've been building a resource. It's called, it's just starting to launch. It's called, it's allabouttheidea.com. So that's a resource for entrepreneurs that you can go to, that will allow you to give you a lot. I'm going to be sharing a lot of the insights I have found with a lot of entrepreneurs working with them at this early stage, about, how to get that idea right the first time, how to not waste a lot of time and money. So it's allabouttheidea.com will be the main flagship going forwards.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. I hope you come back again. Maybe tell us some case studies when you come back.
Oh, we'll do that. Thank you.
Great.
Jeffrey.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. There are no bounds to our telling stories about entrepreneurship all the way to China for some of the start of this.
Yep.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this short break.